E and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The U.S. carried out another airstrike on a Houthi target. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Even before we conducted these strikes, we had every expectation that the Houthis would still maintain some capability and would probably retaliate in some form or fashion.
Tomorrow, the Biden administration is expected to announce it's relisting the Houthis as a global terrorist group. An official familiar with the decision says it's in response to the Iran-backed militia's attacks.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it! Side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Favic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Bryce Jordan Center in State College, Pennsylvania, we welcome you to our Wisconsin basketball pregame show. Back on the road for the Badgers, unbeaten in Big Ten play at 5-0, winners of six straight overall and 12 of 13. Matter of fact, their last loss was December 9th at Arizona. So the Badgers looking to continue their winning ways and keep their, at this point of the season, firm grip on first place in the Big Ten Conference. Tip time, 8:01 Central. We'll check in with Associate Head Coach Joe Krabenhoft. Of course, we'll have our pregame chat with Head Coach Greg Gard. But coming up, Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our Badger pregame show. And we'll get it rolling in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We get rolling with our Badgers pregame show, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic, and the continuing story of this Badgers team where It could hit you. They could hit you in so many different ways. We've seen Max Klesman throw haymakers in each of the last two games now. And he's going to, I guess, move up in scouting reports. People were aware of him, what he does defensively. But now this guy coming off a big second half against Ohio State, 24 against Northwestern. It's what really good teams do, though, right? There's going to be somebody who could hit you when you're not really expecting it. And that Max Klesman has been that guy.
That's exactly right. He might give you 20 points and a half against Marquette. He might blow up for 18 points and a half. And obviously we saw what he did against Northwestern. Very hard to ignore on the scouting report when you make 9 of 13 field goals and 5 of 7 threes. And that is the beauty of this team. That is what makes the Badgers so special. Yes, you're going to get production from AJ Storey. Still scored 14 points, but it could legitimately come from 6 or 7 different people. And that is incredibly difficult to scout and defend when you actually get into a game-like situation.
You know, one thing this team is doing, and I was done an interview earlier on Monday, actually, where I thought, okay, the Badgers probably, they need to shoot the three a little bit more consistently. It's been a little bit up and down. And then I look at the Big Ten-only stats. They're 40% from the three-point line. So trending in the right direction because they can hit you inside. Obviously, they get their points in the paint. But now, if this continues or something close to this, I don't know, where do you start trying to guard this team moving forward?
Yeah, obviously still a small sample size, 5 games in, and Greg Gard made it clear to his team afterward in a video that the team posted on social media, they're only 25% of the way through, but he told them they got an opportunity to be a special team. The three-point shooting is something that I find really interesting because some of your better three-point shooters had not been shooting it particularly well. Obviously, Max Klesman is hot now. But I think Wisconsin's production so far feels more sustainable than other seasons because they can beat you in so many different ways. They shoot very effectively from the free throw line. They can score inside. So if you add that dynamic where you're hitting some three-point shots and they made 50% against Northwestern, going to be very challenging for any of these Big Ten teams to match up with Wisconsin.
You're ready to face a Penn State team that plays a little different. They'll try to, you know, they'll pressure you a little bit. They try to force a lot of turnovers. They're really good at it, as a matter of fact. It's probably good for the league, Jesse. I don't know, and maybe with any conversations you've had with your colleagues at The Athletic, but even nationally, one of the criticisms of the Big Ten, and it's been this way for a while, is that there's not a ton of variation one program to the next. We saw this, you know, Penn State with Micah Shrewsbury played a little differently last year, and maybe even more so with Mike Rhodes. I know it's his first year there. They're 8-9. They're 2-4 in the Big Ten. But just the way they play and can scramble you up, I got to think this is good for the league. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would think so. And it's hard not to always project ahead to March, but I'm going to do it anyway. You never know what kind of matchup you're going to face. You might have a great season, earn a 3 or a 4 seed like it appears Wisconsin is going to do, and then find a team in the tournament that plays a style unlike anything you saw in Big Ten play. And I'm not necessarily saying an opponent or future opponent will play exactly like Penn State, but I just think it's good to have a little bit of variety, and it can test you in different ways. And that kind of pressure will be good for Wisconsin because they've got good ball handlers. We know about Chucky Hepburn and his assist-to-turnover ratio. I just think this will be something in the middle of Big Ten play that will be good for them. And also, this is a road game. It's not easy to win in the Big Ten. We've seen that around the league. It's remarkable to me that we're only 5 games in, and yet there's just one team standing at the top that hasn't lost, and it's Wisconsin. So it'll be a really good test for the Badgers.
You mentioned Chucky. We'll go back to that because his points, he's like 8.5 a game. So that's down, but you've got to dig so much deeper than that. I think there are those who would argue that he might be playing some of the best basketball of his career. And, you know, the three-point shot hasn't fallen consistently for him yet. But you mentioned assist-to-turnover ratio, his defensive prowess. Does that make sense? I mean, you're not looking at me like I have two heads, which is always good. He is maybe playing as well as he has in his career, isn't he?
So I don't think there's an argument at all. I think absolutely this is the best basketball, most complete basketball that he's played of his career. And I mentioned this in a story that I wrote on The Athletic last week, but part of what Greg did to change the offense was what's called a ball screen continuity offensive system. A lot of it is predicated on ball screens on the wings and in the middle. And who's the guy that has the ball in his hands the most? It's Chucky Hepburn. And that, to me, has benefited him as much as anybody on the roster. Say what you want about AJ Storr and some of these other guys and their productivity, but you put him in some of these ball screen situations where he has to make a quick decision. He is so good at that. He can split a double team. He can hit you with a step back, and obviously he can find his teammates. I do think adding AJ Storr has allowed some of these other guys to fill in different roles. So Chucky and Tyler Walt don't have to go out and be the leading scorer every night. They can pick and choose their spots. But with Chucky, I think that offense has really helped him find players, and you see it. He's averaging almost 4 assists a game, and he's got a 4-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. That does not happen very often anywhere. And so I think it's really maximized what his skill set is.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. We'll take a break. More of our pregame coverage coming up with our Badgers Spotlight. We'll check in with Associate Head Coach Joe Kravitoff in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues from the Bryce Jordan Center. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. And this evening, we continue our conversation with Associate Head Coach Joe Kravitoff. Yes, the Badgers have one of the most efficient offenses in all of college basketball. That's great. But the Badgers coaching staff will tell you that while there have been signs of improvement on the defensive end of the floor, there is still more work to be done. What else would you expect this or any coaching staff to say? But speaking of defense, one of the things that's been pretty consistent through the years, if it's Coach Ryan and now Coach Gard, they talk about what newcomers need to learn as they make the adjustment into the Wisconsin basketball program. And I asked Coach Kravitoff, what are some of the biggest challenges that the newer Badgers face learning what needs to be understood about playing defense here at Wisconsin.
As simple as we try to make it, and I think that's what has helped us to sustain our success on the defensive end, which, you know, in turn, all the wins come with that, I think. But as simple as I think this program has made it, it is an adjustment. There's a lot more that goes into the simplicity of our defense. And I think the biggest adjustment is probably understanding the scouting reports. You know, you can pick up the rules, you can pick up, you know, the tendencies and the things you're supposed to do, and then how do you apply it to Nebraska tomorrow and then Ohio State on Wednesday and so on and so forth as the teams and the jerseys change and maybe the left-hand dominant or the right-hand dominant. So you just got to continue to absorb all that. It's like being a student in a classroom, in a class you've never taken. You know, coming in and learning defense from Coach Gard or Coach Ryan, it literally is, you know, for my first time in the accounting room. You know, it's like I didn't know all this stuff, and you have to adjust on the fly and learn and try to put it out in practice every day. So it's a neat thing, and we're lucky we got a good group that is very coachable.
Well, it wasn't like your college career ended, you know, years and years ago, but I've got to imagine, Joe, that there's so much more information available now, like for you as a coach, than maybe even in 2008. Is that true? I mean, you have to be maybe careful not to deep dive too much, but you like to look into that.
Well, Coach Ryan's, you know, VHS tapes are now, you know, wirelessly transmitted onto my laptop by our video coordinator, AJ Van Handel. So information comes to us a lot faster.
Yes.
And a lot deeper than it used to. And that's a credit to guys like Coach Ryan, who probably had to work a little harder for that information. It's just at the snap of a fingers, I can have all that information on our opponents. But the older you get, I think, as a player, the more you're comprehension level at understanding what needs to be done to be successful on the defensive end or on offense, how to kind of weed through all the information and understand what's important, because oftentimes as complex and as much information as we have, the game comes down to some simple things, and we try to balance that really well by diving deep and understanding all the analytics and everything we can while keeping it as simple as possible so our guys can play fast and play free.
And then finally, of all the numbers, didn't Coach Ryan introduce this to a lot of folks who follow the Badgers? It's still points per possession, right? That is about as consistent a stat as anything that's out there right now.
That at the end of the day, that'll tell you how good a basketball team you are on both ends of the floor, and it's amazing. You know, I never heard of points per possession until my first day of practice, and then by my last practice, boy, I knew exactly where we were every single day, because I didn't want to run a 16 if the scout team got over 1 point per possession. And it's fun to see guys like Chucky, who I bet you he didn't know, but now he's in the locker room after a game. How many possessions did we have? Did they get over one? Because it's a sense of pride to be able to hold a team under one and offensively, you know, be efficient enough and take care of the ball enough to be over one. And especially as we go into Big Ten play, that's not an easy thing to do. And that's why those goals are in place, and they were set in place before us, and we're going to take it and run with it as long as it continues to work.
Final question. The good news is you guys have a lot of depth. You have a lot of guys who can get out and practice every day. Selfishly, though, I miss you watching you on the scout team out there kind of bringing it. Is there a part of you that's still now and then, or are you good? Maybe just
boy, when I see guys like AJ Storr and John Blackwell come into this program, it's a friendly reminder that I don't belong out there with these guys anymore. And my wife is happy about that, so there let's just leave it at that.
That's Badgers Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoff, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. Our Notebook is coming up next as pregame coverage continues from the Bryce Jordan Center. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
Oakwardford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile, and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwardford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwardford Farm.
Oakwardford Farms, that's the one for family. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Our Badgers pregame show continues from the Bryce Jordan Center. Wisconsin and Penn State's here tonight as the Badgers try to go to 6-0 in Big Ten play. Penn State checks in 2-4 in league play. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. And yes, we've gone about 20 minutes here and have not mentioned one of the more productive point guards in the conference. Greg Gard saying he wouldn't trade it for anybody. Chucky Hepburn averaging like 8.5 points a game, and that tells you very little about what he has done for his team so far this season, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think maybe we've all just gotten accustomed to the steady Eddie that Chucky is and just a constant producer, facilitator, runs the show. But like you mentioned, he's certainly not being asked as much of offensively this season. He's averaging 8.5 points per game. Last year he was a little above 12 points per game, but it seems like he's doing everything else better at a better clip and a better rate. He's shooting at 40.5% from the floor, specifically from two. He's 50% on two-point field goals. Last year was 36%. Mm-hmm. So he's taking advantage and finding the right spots, getting to the basket and scoring. He's almost at 4 assists per game, which is a nice clip to be at for sure. He was under 3 assists per game last season. But obviously for him, especially his assist-to-turnover ratio is what really jumps off the page at you. Right now he's at 3.3 for assist-to-turnover ratio. Last year he was 1.9, so he's under 2. So he's facilitating and doing a great job, getting teammates involved, but also not turning the ball over as much. And Charlie, I was curious for you. You played with who many considered to be one of the better point guards in Wisconsin program history, Mike Kelly. Are there things that you see out of Chucky? I mean, Chucky's also a really good defender, facilitator, mm-hmm. that maybe remind you of Mike Kelly a little bit, or just things that jump out about Chucky because you yourself played with a good point guard?
Yeah, I don't, you can't compare them because they're
different.
They're different. Yeah. Mike was so good at seeing every aspect of the floor, and every time he showed up, that other defender or the guy that he had to guard, they knew they were going to get their face beat in all night. Not that guys don't think of Chucky, because if you forget him for 1 second, he goes off for 20.
Absolutely.
The reason he's only scoring 8 is because he's got 4 other guys in double digits that he's getting that ball to. So I think what's really cool about this team is that he is willing to mature to that next level to be able to allow his team. And that's the cool thing about not only college athletics, but Chucky's growth.
Absolutely. And go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Dean Oliver. Ask Dean Oliver about Mike Kelly. He would say Mike fouled him 7 times every game. Not that he, you know, has blown that off or anything, you know.
Right.
Not that he remembers every moment, but no, he roughed him up a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, Chucky's definitely doing a great job of distributing, like you were mentioning. He's got some options around him now this season, and it's a much deeper team. There's a lot more offensive weapons. And when you look at this run where Wisconsin has won 12 of its last 13 games, Chucky has had multiple turnovers in just 2 of those 13 games. Do you think about that? 11 of the last 13 games, he's had 1 or no turnovers, which is remarkable, and it's really consistent. And he's doing it against teams like Virginia, Marquette, Michigan State, Arizona in that stretch. I mean, those are top 25 efficient defenses in KenPom.
And we talked about this a little bit in the last broadcast. he is also defending the toughest guy on the court. Like, that's what people don't understand, is that he's just not out there being very consistent, but he's also assigned to the best player to stop them. So, and he's done an unbelievable job.
And he's going to be very important in a game like tonight, because this Penn State team likes to pressure you and get you into turnover mode. So Chucky's role is always important. Tonight, maybe a little more so.
Absolutely. And one last thing to kind of throw out here is what Charlie was talking about a little bit there, where Chucky has more steals this season. He has 31 than he does turnovers at 19. So doing a great job of getting Wisconsin the ball back in possessions and then not giving it back to them on the other end. So he's done a good job. And defensively as well, yes, he's done a great job. You look at what he did against Boo Booey. Second half, kind of clamped down on him there.
Yeah,
he got his in the first half, but that second half, he had 7 points in the second frame. He had 2 turnovers in the final 2 minutes. Chucky, obviously, a big part of that.
Yeah, so. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, he set the bar pretty high as a freshman, but he's just become so much better all around, and he was pretty good 2 years ago. It's been a lot of fun watching him continue to evolve. Thank you, sir, as always. He's Brandon Harrison. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Mott and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Back at the Bryce Jordan Center in State College, PA, as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Badgers winners of 6 straight, 12 of their last 13. They're 13-3 overall, 5-0 in Big Ten play. Penn State 8-9 under first-year head coach Mike Rhodes, 2-4 in Big Ten play. Get you a score update right now. They're getting near the midway point of the second half at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. with the second-ranked Purdue Boilermakers leading the Hoosiers of Indiana 63-51. Indiana trying to climb back into that game. Purdue with a sizable lead at the break, but now the lead is 12 for Matt Painter's Boilermakers. We're a little more than a half an hour away from tip time at the Bryce Jordan Center. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
You by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. The obvious topic here is Max Klesmant and the hot streak that he's on right now. But I thought it was really telling, Greg, in a time where there's a lot of things changing in college athletics. We all know what it's been talked about. Max, and when he was talking to the media Saturday, said, yeah, it was great to be able to contribute, you know, score a lot of points, but he doesn't really care as long as the team wins. So in a lot of ways, the more things change, you got guys who kind of keep things the same, too, in their perspective and what this is all about.
They do, and I think they understand, you know, at the forefront of all this is team success, and that's why they're here and what they want to be a part of, and understanding that, you know, with team success will come individual accolades, not the other way around. So I think Max, obviously, is a great example of obviously competing at a high level, but understanding, yeah, it's great to do individual things, but more importantly, the team's success means more to him.
And as usual with him, his work defensively is not to be ignored. And your team's work against the Northwestern team that's pretty efficient at knocking down the three, and that wasn't really the case on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought we, you know, after the first, you know, 5-6 minutes or so, settled in a little better defensively and did some good things. And obviously, you know, backcourt is good with Boo Booey leading the charge. And, you know, a lot of good things, a lot of things we can get better at. But obviously, we're only, as I told them Saturday, you're now 25% through the league schedule. So they looked at me kind of like they didn't realize we got a long, long ways to go yet.
Exactly. And then maybe the best part, there's still room to get better. This is not peak Wisconsin if things go the way you all expect, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, our depth is, that's part of having a deep team, is that you can bring guys along. And it hopefully over the course of 30 some games and into the spring, that depth will continue to grow, because we'll need it as we go forward, and it'll help keep guys fresh and give us different options each night.
All right, we'll have more with head coach Greg Gard. Our conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
So Badgers and Penn State tonight, new coach and a little different style, I guess. Micah Shrewsbury, they played a little bit differently with him, but it's a different again with Coach Rhodes, fair to say?
It is, yeah. It's, you know, it's similar to, I would say, Marquette in terms of, you know, pressure, picking you up most of the game, full court. I think offensively, some similar concepts there too. You know, they were together at one point at VCU back when Shaka was there. So there's probably the one comparison this year we can make to it. You know, Penn State's played like this a little bit in the past with Pat Chambers. Some other teams in the league have done it at times. But, you know, they've got two dynamic guards in the backcourt and really kind of spearhead and start, you know, their pressure with them on the ball.
It's been interesting just watching some of these games with Kanye Clary, one of those dynamic guards. There are times when I'm watching and thinking, this is a circus shot. What is he doing? But he knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. And he makes some unbelievable shots through traffic, over people. You know, size doesn't matter really with him. And Ace Baldwin, you know, came with Coach Rhodes from VCU. So an experienced backcourt player there, one of the better guards in the country. And he's been in this system for years. So hence, it's helped him hit the ground running.
And they're one of their bigs. Kudus Wahab is somebody, I know he's been at, you saw him at Maryland. He was at Georgetown and kind of bounced back and forth.
But someone, when they feed him the ball, he can get some things.
Yeah, he's big and experienced, you know, and if you let him get to his right hand, his left shoulder, let him catch it deep, obviously that you can tell the experience pays off. And then I think about everybody on the roster, maybe except for Cleary, is a transfer. Mm-hmm. So just they're meshing together as you watch them early in the year, and then you see, you know, some things they're doing now with how they played here against Ohio State, how they played against Michigan at the Palestra. So it's a team that obviously, because of the pressure and because of the scrambling and the trapping, can create a lot of chaos.
Yeah, as you mentioned, those two games, they don't quit. Double digits down, rallied to beat Michigan, 18 down in the second half, came back to beat Ohio State. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
News time now for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. A few minutes ago, I was saying Indiana was closing the gap. Well, Purdue has kicked it back out. It's 75-56. The Boilermakers, about 6.5 minutes left in that game. Charlie, Zach Edey has been above average. He has 30 points, 11 rebounds. He's 10 of 10. At the free throw line.
And all dunks, I bet.
Yeah, probably a lot of and ones, I guess. I mean, that's the thing about him. I mean, he's got a really nice touch. I mean, he is so big, so strong. It seems like he runs the floor awfully well. You know, maybe he shaved off a little bit of weight. He just looks cut right now, doesn't he?
Well, he's so big and so strong that when he does get those rebounds, it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, I've seen some of these games, he gets it within 5 feet. He's got 5 foot arms. Like, he'll just turn around and dunk it on somebody, and you can't stop that. So I personally love it when Indiana gets throttled, but
being an Indiana guy but not a Hoosiers guy, right? We're gonna see Indiana coming into the Kohl Center on Friday. Trey Galloway is doing what he can. He has 17 points. McKenzie and Baco with 15 for Indiana. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, in the Big Ten, Michigan pulled away late to take down Ohio State 73-65. And the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Minnesota 86-77. Fran McCaffrey becoming the all-time winningest coach in Iowa men's basketball history, passing Dr. Tom Davis. Pretty emotional night for Coach McCaffrey in his sideline interview on BTN after the game. They're starting to catch a little bit of rhythm right now, looks like, the Hawkeyes. They put up some numbers here these last couple of games.
A little bit more in rhythm than when they started the season. Their offense is flowing a little bit better, and they're actually playing really solid team defense.
Badgers sitting here at 5-0 in this Purdue-Indiana game. The loser will have its third conference loss, and if Purdue hangs on, the Boilermakers would improve to 5-2. You got Illinois at 3-2, Northwestern at 3-2, and barring a comeback, Indiana will fall to 4-3. So pretty good opportunity for Wisconsin to keep its grip here. You're already two games up in the loss column on the pack.
Yeah, one game at a time mentality. You open this to 6, then possibly 7. Now that gap gets pretty wide pretty quick.
All right, that is your Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. Charlie will give you his keys to tonight's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
The Badgers pregame show continues from the Bryce Jordan Center, Wisconsin and Penn State here tonight. Time now for our keys to the game. What you have tonight, Charlie?
Well, I think first of all, Badgers have to manage the flow and the control of that ball, meaning keep Penn State's hands off that ball and limit their turnovers. They love to make teams turn it over. Average right now, 11 a game. Secondly, keep Penn State out of the lane, meaning don't let all drill penetration and layups. They get really deep a lot of times. They like to go downhill. If Wisconsin can keep them out of the lane, force jump shots and threes, I think they'll be in really good shape because they shoot under 30% from the three-point line. And then last but not least, look for Wall and Crowell to dominate the paint, get rebounds. I think that's going to be a really key focus as they start this game.
You know, your point about Penn State getting the ball in the paint, that's a big deal for Mike Rhodes. He's talked about how efficient they are when they get paint touches, but there are times they get away from that, and you know, it has cost them. And like you just said, Wisconsin, if they're going to shoot a bunch of outside jumpers, the Badgers say go right ahead.
Yeah, and it's not a lot of screen ball action, which is tough to defend. It's actually one-on-one action, which is a lot easier to defend because you can pinch those corners.
All right, those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Treating the Badgers, treating you, everybody up and running for Coach Guard's team here. And Kamari McGee was trying to play under the weather and was out there very briefly on Saturday against Northwestern, but he's back up and fine. Everybody ready to go here for the Badgers in State College, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Mike Rhodes in his first year as the head coach, spent the last 6 years at VCU, watched his team win the conference regular season and tournament championship. We went 27-8, made the move to State College, brought a couple players with him. His starting five will begin with Zach Hicks, 6'8 junior out of Camden, New Jersey, a transfer from Temple. He's averaging 6 points, better than 7 rebounds a game. Kudus Wahab, 6'11 grad student from Nigeria. He's gone back and forth between Georgetown and Maryland. 2 years ago at Maryland, last season at Georgetown, and he originally started his college career with the Hoyas. Wahab averaging 9.5 points, close to 8.5 rebounds. He's blocked 22 shots so far this season. Nick Kern, 6'6 junior out of St. Louis, one of those guys from VCU that came over with Mike Rhodes. Kern averaging 7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Ace Baldwin is the other former VCU player, now here in State College, 6'1 senior, averaging 13 points and about 5 assists and 3 steals a game. And Kanye Clary, their leading scorer, 5'11 sophomore from Virginia Beach, Virginia, averaging 18.5 points and 2.7 assists per game. He was instrumental in points, 15 coming in the second half. For Greg Guards, Badgers, same as usual. Tyler Wall averaging 12 points, better than 5.5 rebounds a game. Steven Crow, 11.7 points, 7.5 rebounds, close to 2.5 assists per game. Chucky Hepburn, 8.5 points, 3.2 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game. In the Big Ten, his assist to turnover ratio is 4-1, 24 assists, just 6 turnovers. Max Klesman, he has been hot of late, average past 4, averaging 9 points a game overall. And A.J. Storr, the team's leading scorer at nearly 15 points a game and 3-plus rebounds. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This has been a series, really in essence, dominated by Wisconsin, 44-11 all time. They've won 22 of the last 25, more recently 9 of the last 10, but these more recent games have been very close. The Badgers have been able to eke out very close shaves the last couple of years against the Penn State Nittany Lions. This is the one and only regular season meeting between these two teams. If they meet again, it would be next up in Minneapolis, the site of this year's Big Ten. In State College, PA, the opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin Make a group of lots and lots of pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you maps into the layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks? At
UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru. Day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company. SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells, he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Bryce Jordan Center in State College, Pennsylvania, alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball and game six of this Big Ten season for Greg Gard's Badgers overall in 12 of their last 13. Put it all together, they're 13-3 going into this matchup against Mike Rhodes and the Penn State Nittany Lions. They are 8-9 on the year, 2-4 in Big Ten play, coming off back-to-back losses on the home floor last week to Northwestern, and then their more recent game also falling in more convincing fashion, and that was to the Purdue Boilermakers. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Well, Charlie, as we have talked, well, the part of the beauty of this Wisconsin team is that it can hit you in a variety of ways from a variety of sources. Max Klesmus is going to be able to improve to 6-0.
Yeah, I suspect they're going to start in the paint, but what does that always do? It opens the outside. So then you're going to see guys like Klesmus, Storr, Chucky be able to do other things and possibly see a lot more time for Connor Sejan tonight.
Yeah, Connor had 5 points in the game against Northwestern. His minutes, as we all know, have been limited. But he's starting to get a little bit more confidence, though, right? You just tell. And he's handled everything so well. This is a deep team, and they're really good players. And he got banged up in that season opener, and still trying to get things squared away on the defensive end. But he stayed with it. Greg Gard has been adamant about making sure people know that he has stayed with the process.
And you could tell every game he's getting better. Every game, watching him, how he handles himself on the court, right? He's cheering his teammates on the bench. That's all the stuff you want to see when someone's struggling.
All right, this is a Penn State team under Mike Rhodes. They'll try to scramble you up. They force 16 and a half turnovers a game. That is the best defensive turnovers forced. They can get a lot of their offense off their defense. You were talking about stat nerds after the game against Northwestern, what Wisconsin does when it shoots 42% or better from the floor. With Penn State, the splits wins to losses. In games Penn State wins, it's allowing a bit more than 60 points a game. When it loses, 85. So we'll see what Wisconsin, which is on this stretch of seven straight games of scoring 70-plus, we'll see if they can continue that streak here this evening.
Yeah, and they're pretty close to 80. They're a little over 76 points a game, and I just suspect Wisconsin, because they're playing with such flow, it's going to continue tonight. I know they have things to watch out, especially on the defensive side with Penn State, but it's going to be a paint-dominated kind of game.
Eric Curry, Owen Short, and Brooks Wells are your officials for this game. They had a couple 3 inches of snow here overnight, a little sloppy in the State College area. Classes are back in session, but I can't sugarcoat this. This is a lightly attended game here tonight. Charlie, you've lived that here. You got to bring your own juice in a game like this. You're first place, you're unbeaten, and you're going to get the other guy's best shot. That alone will get you going, right?
That'll get you going. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier before we got on the show, that like when you get here and you know that they're coming with that, they